Most of your pass rush, if you go by the numbers and you guys compile for hurries and sacks, have come from the inside. Is that, I know the disparity is because of maybe pass rush opportunities, but or is that because of the scheme, or do you want some more pressure from your edge guys?
It depends on who the edge guys are. I mean, when you're in a four-down rush, some of those edge guys that are getting pressure could be inside players to begin with. So I know Sed kicks out there, Fletch kicks out there. So unless I know exactly what specifically you're talking about. In four down, it depends on who's playing on the edge, you know what I mean? But are we twisting, are we whatever? Again, for us, it's just are we getting pressure and are we getting the quarterback not to be able to get settled, get his feet set, and I think we're doing that.
Playing the same team twice in a season is a new experience for you. What'd you get from the Giants game? What'd you take from the game plan that week?
I think you have a body of work to, so you understand what the opponent is about, but, that the second game was different than the first game. It's not 100%. They did this in the first game. They're gonna do the same exact thing in the second game. And I think the same holds true for us. So we've got some experienced guys in our staff and that have been through it before. And that's always the deal. I think you get a better understanding of the personnel when you kind of know where it is. But again, it changes. John Beeson didn't play against us the first time, but played against us the second time. So sometimes I think Linville Joseph didn't play the first time, but then played the second time. We didn't see Merriweather in the first game. We'll see him in this game. We didn't see Rob Jackson in the first game. We'll see him in this game. So there's always a couple wrinkles here or there. They played against Mike. They're not going to play against Mike this time. So it's different. You got a body of work and you got a little bit of an understanding, but it's not exactly the same as the first time. So. Do I have any update? They didn't participate yesterday. They did a couple things on the side with the trainer, and we'll see how it goes today.
Does it even go more so to Zach's question? Like you played the Giants twice in the span of a month. You're playing the Redskins like 9 weeks later, 10 weeks later. Things even change more over the course of time?
I mean, in those specific incidents, in the Giants game, it was, even though it was a short time, they changed on defense because we didn't see Beeson the first time. We didn't see Joseph the first time. So, the running back was different. I think we played Jacobs. We didn't play Peyton Hillis. So it just depends. Obviously, there's a lot more time between this game and the Giants game. I think they're a little bit more efficient offensively. You just look at their numbers that they're putting up offensively. And then defensively, there's some new faces over there. So.
What did you see in Patrick Chung in his first game back?
I think Pat's getting back into it. When you miss that much time as he missed, I don't think he was where he was before he got injured. But, I think he's getting out there every single day and running around, I think, is a huge help for him. But I think he was not as sharp in his first game back as he was before he got injured.
Jeff, first time you guys saw Robert, he's just off the knee injury. A, is he playing different, and B, are they using him different?
I think both. I think he didn't participate in full speed, any preseason, and I think that's a different deal. And so obviously now he's got 10 games underneath him where he's playing differently. So, I think they're different. I think they're playing really well on offense right now. You look at their numbers, in terms of where they are rushing the ball, where they are in total offense. I think they're really doing some different things. Jordan Reed has emerged as a guy for him that really didn't play, I think he may have been inactive in the first game. Was he inactive in the first game, I thought? So, they're a little bit different in terms of their personnel and how they're deploying them, but I think they're playing a lot better on offense now than they were when we played them the first time.
He's more aggressive. He's running more aggressively now. I know Shane put some rules in for him at the beginning, and it looks like they're teeing the reins off him a little bit.
I can't speak to what he was before.
What you see, though, now versus that?
I mean, he tried to run against us. He did some different things. I wish they put more rules in for him, if that's the point.
Did you see him at all as a high school kid?
We watched him on film. Outstanding track athlete, too. So, hell of a player.
Nick has talked about trying to get better at throwing in the wind and throwing in cold weather. Is that something you've seen, and how do you work on something like that during the week?
Then we got our weather machine, and we crank it up. Obviously, it was a windy day on the field in Green Bay, and that's just part of what you deal with when you're playing football, because unless you're playing in, a couple of those dome stadiums, you're going to have to deal with whatever the weather is on those specific days that you play. So, it's just getting comfortable and getting a feel for it. So,
on that topic, you practiced inside the past 3 days. Why'd you decide to do that?
It's going to be 61 degrees on Sunday. So, kind of look at what the long-term weather forecast is going to be and try to work off of that. So you always want a great environment to practice in. And, looking at what the temperature was going to be yesterday and the wind yesterday, Unless your crack weathermen are not accurate, then we're planning on a game in the 60s on Sunday. So if it's not, we'll blame them.
Chip, when you look at film, quarterback, either, let's say a high school quarterback who might be recruiting in college or one now that you have, do you look at the film any differently in terms of, you know, evaluating a high school kid for the long view versus, okay, what do I have to address with Nick for next week? Is there a difference in how you go about just evaluating a quarterback, depending on the situation and the context of how you're looking at him?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I didn't get the question right, but one of them you're asking us about evaluating a kid that we're making a decision on whether we want him to be part of our program as opposed to someone that's on your team right now. Yeah, so you evaluate those guys a lot differently. I mean, we're trying to get Nick ready to go play in a football game, and what specifically are we doing on this play? And then a lot of times you're just looking at the overall talent, you know, from a film standpoint of whether that individual, whether he's a high school player or college player, you know, what he can do. You know, that's what you're kind of looking at, you know. But for us, we're specifically looking at how can we make Nick better for this Sunday.
Chip, Jerry has noticed his impact on the defensive line to get them to play the system you want, to play at the level they are. What is it about his coaching style that has enabled that to happen, his influence on that?
Yeah, I just, first and foremost, he's really, really smart. You know, he comes off as a gruff, you know, get after you guy, but he's extremely intelligent. He's a great communicator. You know, he can get his message across in terms of how he wants it done. He's very detailed in his work, extremely meticulous in how he wants it done. But I think the guys gravitate to him. And, you know, I was with him at Oregon, and it was really important for me to be with him here just because I think he's a great teacher and a great communicator.
He's got that additional. Is he the same guy? I mean, did he have to adjust to anything dealing with a different caliber, a different age athlete, or is he
He's the same dude. Which is awesome.
Same coaching technique.
Yeah, he ain't changed.
He's got that additional title of associate head coach. What are his duties beyond coaching the defensive line?
Coaches me a lot. I mean, he's a really special guy to be around. I think he's he's extremely intelligent. He's got a great view and a great mindset in terms of how he looks at not only the game but looks at life. And we all see Professor as an Arrows counsel a lot of times, to be honest with you.
How did you come across him?
Just run through him. I mean, he was at Syracuse when I was at New Hampshire, and he was at Boston College. So when I'd go visit other staffs, I'd seen him coach. He actually coached at New Hampshire. He was a defense coordinator at Duke, and then the next year was at New Hampshire when Duke was still paying him. I had left to go to Oregon, so I'd be back watching spring practice and know a lot of people that know him and had watched him coach before. And, you know, when an opportunity came up, when a D-line job opened up at Oregon, you know, he was the first guy I recommended. I was the assistant at the time, but, you know, I thought he'd be a great addition to our staff out there.
At this time yesterday, you want to see Brad Smith in practice. What did you see from him in that first practice returning specifically?
We didn't really do much returns because we were inside, so I didn't
have a gauge of
him returning. No, I think today will be a bigger day for us. You know, we were inside, so we're not catching the ball. We're just getting lined up, and it was more punt yesterday on Wednesday. So we'll get some things done today and get a chance to get an eye on him from a return standpoint.
You joked that maybe you'll take the guys a longer bus ride to get to the stadium. But have you made any adjustments this week as put from the routines from before?
No, I haven't. Yep.
Heard any of the players at all talk about playoff implications or anything like that? Is that something you would encourage or discourage at this point?
They can talk about whatever they want to talk about. Don't mean anything if we don't win on Sunday, though. So,
do you allow yourself to look at tiebreakers or anything like that?
No. For 2 minutes, no. I mean, it's inconsequential. It means absolutely nothing, and I've always felt the same exact way. I mean, I look at college football, and everybody talks about the BCS talk in October, and it doesn't mean anything. You lose a game, you're out. So, you know, I've talked about it all the time. We'll keep our head down until December 29th. I know I personally will, and we'll see how many games you want. If that's enough games to qualify for the playoffs, then we did a good job. But, you know, wishing and hoping and looking at tiebreakers, you should be watching film and breaking down your opponent instead of doing that stuff.
Do you have a number in mind for how many games?
I have no idea. I don't. I mean, again, it's for me to spend time looking at what number I think is going to be the number you need to win in games. It means nothing. Just go out and prepare for that game you got that week, and that's what it should be about, and that's what it's always about, because it doesn't matter what I think it is. You know, at the end of the year, I'm going to pat myself on the back. Hey, I thought it was 10. It was 10. I mean, you don't get anything for it, do you? If you do, I'll start looking at it, but
is there any anxiety to get this win, the streak at home, just get out of the way?
Nah, every week is a Super Bowl since I've ever been involved in this deal. So it's the same, whether you win at home or whether you lose at home, or whether you win on the road or whether you lose on the road. When you win, it's the greatest feeling in the world, and when you lose, it's the lowest feeling in the world. So, you know, there's not any more. You can't put any more pressure than on what we have right now and how we deal with it. And it's about that game that week, and that's all we can control is that preparation. You know, same questions towards playoffs and tiebreakers and all those other things. If it's not going to help us accomplish our mission, our mission's a one-game mission to beat the Washington Redskins, then we shouldn't be thinking about it, or talking about it, or doing it.
And not using the short-term IR yet, why did you not use it to this point? Were you waiting on a potential injury?
I just don't think in any situation we felt like we had a situation where we knew a guy when it was originally diagnosed that this guy's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. So.
Can you talk about Pat?
Two more guys. Pat Shurmur's influence in the vertical passing game.
Does he have an influence in the vertical passing game? And if so, in what way?
Yeah, he likes to throw the ball deep. So don't I.
Why is that an odd question?
I mean, I don't understand. What?
I mean, you brought him in. Did you bring him in to help out with that facet?
No, I brought him in to be the offensive coordinator. So it wasn't like, hey, Pat, come in, work on the vertical passing game, but we'll take care of everything else. That's why I think it's an odd question. We all talk about our passing game whenever we're in a room. You know, no one's wearing a title or a headset and saying, well, let's listen to Pat and he can talk about it. If, you know, Shea Tierney has a good point on it, we're going to listen to Shea Tierney. You know, I think it's we're all on the same side and we're all trying to put a game plan together. So
there were certainly questions, though, about, you know, because you at Oregon – you didn't really, I guess maybe because you didn't need to.
We did. Watch us play. Have you watched us play? Kid threw 32 touchdowns last year and 5 interceptions. So I don't think we didn't throw the ball down the field. He throws the ball down the field a lot. The kid before him threw 30 and 6 interceptions. We threw the ball down the field a ton. The interesting thing when we were at Oregon is we were up at halftime every game by 40 points, so we ran the ball more in the second half. If you wanted me to go bombs away in the third game, we could have scored 100 in a couple games, but we're never going to do that. So when you look at our statistics from a general overall thing, did we run the ball more than we threw the ball? Yeah, why? Because we were winning a lot. Teams that win a lot aren't going to throw the ball as much. But, I mean, we could. I handcuffed those guys more than any defense that we ever faced handcuffed those guys. And I think your numbers suffer statistically, but we threw 30 touchdowns every year I was there and less than 10 interceptions every year I was there. So.
Okay.